church family. Our 9-year-old Lucas loves NASCAR, for better or for worse. And when he was 3, he found a bucket of NASCAR cars at a shop, and he picked out one, and it was the number 2 driver, and his name is Brad Keselowski. He couldn't have picked a worse name for a 3-year-old to say. But Brad Keselowski is his driver, and he loves Brad. His goldfish is even named Brad. He knows things about Brad. He knows his sponsors. He knows the different cars. He knows how he does on different tracks. He knows all these things about Brad Keselowski. And oftentimes when the driver gets hit by another driver or doesn't do so well in a race, Lucas tends to get really upset, and I have to remind him that he's still just a person, and the people that hit him, intentionally or not, are still just people, and he's not valued just on what he does. He's still a person. And that brings me to today's Psalm, Psalm 147, verses 10 and 11. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of the warrior. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. God does not love us because of what we can or cannot do. We might have a great day, and we might be rocking it at home with our kids or our spouse. We might be doing an excellent job in our work, or we might not be. There are some days where I feel like everything I touch falls apart. I just can't do anything right. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because God still loves me. Yes, he gives us a skill set. Yes, he gives us talents to use to help others and encourage others and ultimately to glorify him. But when we fail for whatever reason, that doesn't mean he loves us any less. Just like it says here, his pleasure is not in the strength of a horse. It doesn't matter how strong the horse is. It doesn't matter how fast it goes. Nor does he delight in the legs of the warrior. It doesn't matter that the warrior is fast or strong. He delights in those who fear him. And his love does not fail because we fail. I hope you take courage from that today.